And Kathy Dawes now, along with Matt Droege, Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications. All kinds of things to talk about with Matt today, and kind of back on a little bit different schedule now that school's back in session, which I guess is going well there at Gary County Schools.
It absolutely is. I'm excited to be part of the new school year. I jumped in mid-year last year, so I get to experience the first half of the school year this time around.
Very good. And I know International Literacy Day, you mentioned, is today. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, back in 1965, the United Nations declared September 8th International Literacy Day to promote the importance of literacy around the world. So I guess I have a question for you, Kathy. You always ask me questions. Do you have a favorite book?
Oh, well, I just finished one, a Dean Koontz book called The Silent Corner that I really liked. A lot of Stephen King. I'm one of those weirdos. I like kind of like sci-fi, kind of borderline horror type things.
I'm reading it right now, so Stephen King as well. I must say, though, that Ready Player One is probably my favorite book. I've read that a couple times, and it's going to be a movie in the next year or so, I hope.
Well, and I read it years ago, and I know, of course, the movie just being released, I think, today, Stephen. I mean, there's a new version of it coming out, so that should be interesting.
So we'll see how that goes.
Reading is my passion. So you've really, hit a nerve there.
Most of my reading is comic books. I enjoy Marvel comic books, but every now and then I'll pick up a hardbound book.
But, it's interesting, and probably the reason I go to sci-fi is because I have too much fact in my everyday life. But any type of reading is beneficial, I think, for students. And I'm sure that you emphasize that. Things have changed a lot since I was a child. They now have Nooks and Kindles and all kinds of other ways to access reading.
And reading to or reading with your kids is important. It helps promote that ability. That skill, and it gets them interested in it, and it's really a skill that they can carry with them throughout the rest of their life.
Exactly. And I don't know what anything that in particular that USD 475 is doing to recognize Literacy Day, or just
we've used our Connect Ed website to promote the day, so people kind of know the history of it. But really, reading and encouraging students to work on their reading skills and really to enjoy a good book is something that we do every day.
Very good. Well, and I know, of course, you continue to work a little bit on that bond election and kind of refresh our listeners' memories on that one.
Yeah, so November 7th is a bond election. What's being promoted, what's being proposed to the Gary County community is a new high school on a new site. That's to upgrade some of the current structural and educational challenges of the current Junction City High School. So that'll be on November 7th. People start seeing a lot of information about the way forward for JCHS over the next 2 months.
Any misconceptions, out there? And I know that Gary County USD 475, a little bit unique situation when it comes to a bond election of this nature.
Yeah, we are incredibly fortunate to be in the situation that we're in. The district currently has $40.5 million invested, and that's heavy impact aid. And Gary County Schools is one of a few districts throughout the country that's able to have this heavy impact aid because of our close ties to Fort Riley. 60% of our students are military related, and that gives us those funds to build projects like this.
I know that Brady Bowman's had the opportunity to talk with you the last couple times you've been in, but again, if you don't mind even refreshing my memory a bit of the current status there at 475 and why the bond election.
Yeah, the Junction City High School building is about 60 years old, and 60 years ago they weren't building school buildings for the way that kids are educated today. Just one example is a lot of our students have, actually all of our students have laptops. We have a one-to-one device program where they use technology in their education, and not all of the classrooms. Actually, I wouldn't say any of the classrooms at the high school even have the number of outlets needed to charge those devices because they weren't thinking about laptops 60 years ago. That, the wireless infrastructure, it's a challenging building to keep up with today's technology. And that's just one of the many challenges that students have.
And I'm sure that they're gearing themselves more towards those types of technology. I mean, we were talking earlier about literacy. Hardback still around a little bit, probably?
Yeah, I don't think you can ever get rid of books. People like to have them in their hands. But technology is something that continues to change and grow every day. And I'm fortunate to be in a district that's so forward-thinking with technology This bond election gives the community the chance to decide whether they want to build a new high school that matches that progressive way of thinking with technology.
Well, while we have you here too, anything else? I know, of course, here we are. It's hard to believe we're already mid-September, and or not quite mid-September, but getting there. And, you know, just how the school year's been going or any updates that way?
It's been an incredible experience starting the new school year. In my position, I get to go around to all the different schools and see some of the events that they're doing. Grandview Elementary School this week has participated in a Bully Palooza, where each day has had a different theme promoting anti-bullying. They had a wacky hair day. They had pajama day. It was really interesting to see the students and staff interacting together. My favorite day so far was the pajama day. There was a teacher that had, and I've talked about this several times this week with several different people, but her pajamas were a onesie that made her look like Chewbacca from Star Wars, and I thought it was the coolest thing that I've ever seen.
I imagine the kids kind of like that too.
Yeah, and they really got into it. The wacky clothes, the wacky hair day, the hat day, they really enjoy it, and then it kind of reminds them of the message of anti-bullying in a fun way.
And it's interesting when you get a fresh start like that too. And I know I've talked to, you know, we have several other school districts that come in here, and they always just have to say that you get around those kindergartners in particular and first graders, those really young ages, it just kind of lightens your whole day, puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, it's really hard to have a bad day when part of your day you can see kids outside playing, having a good time on the playground. Or in my position where we get to talk and interview and speak with these students, and just some of the things they say and their outlook on life has often brightened my day.
I do have to say, too, I've really enjoyed, I know you send out your Ed Connect, your Connect Ed media tips and top stories, which is real handy for, you know, to get access to some of the different things you're doing.
Yeah, one of the things that my department, we're a department of three people, so we have to be as efficient as possible because we have a lot of things going on in Gary County Schools, and we want local news and community members, parents specifically, to know about the things that are going on. So connected.usd475.org is a district news website, and there is a calendar full of events and tips, and we just went to a new eFlyers system, eFlyers.usd475.org. to let people know about even more of the things going on in USD 475.
A lot of football fever going on too. I mean, it's starting to go. And
yeah, I'm looking forward. One of my friends, Michelle Jones with USD 383. I'm looking forward to texting her before the Blue Jay MHS game. I'm a graduate of MHS, so I think back in high school, had you asked me if I would be rooting on the Blue Jays, I would have laughed at you. But now, I look forward to being in the stands to cheer them on.
And that does happen in our lifetime sometimes. Things do change, and yeah. You kind of become a convert. Like there's, you know, that university down the road just a bit.
Right.
I still have to admit I went to, and yeah, completely hear you there. Well, anything else before we wrap up today, Matt? I know we got to go to K-State volleyball here, speaking of sports here momentarily, but anything else you want?
Yeah, the most important thing that I've told my team and my team is working toward this month and into October and November is before people in Gary County go out to the polls, we just ask that they try and inform themselves on the project for JCHS Way Forward. A ton of information is on connected.usd475.org.
Again, been a pleasure to have with us today Gary County's USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege. And I guess we'll go ahead and go to a break. Looking forward to seeing you next month, the same time.
Forward to it. Thank you.
On a Friday again. We're back, too. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.